Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday the 24th of November. A bit later today because I pulled another 24-hour shift yesterday. No sleep and went to the hockey again last night. Brilliant. A bit higher up last night. So guy hosted me last night and he had a suite sort of halfway up the grandstand and looking more down on the ice than we did the first night and really interesting to see because you got a better view of the pitch or ice. The tactics, it was much better as a viewing perspective to watch it from that angle higher up with the class in teams really showed. Edmonton Oilers beat them 4-2, but that was, it could have been anything. They were so much better at passing the puck about and creating chances, so much quicker, more accurate. Really enjoyed watching it from that and seeing the sort of skill. Really, really skillful, these guys, I tell you. Going at the speeds they go, controlling that thing. From sort of pitch side, it looked more like a sort of melee, but up there, really enjoyed it. Bit of Aerosmith tonight, so we've got, could probably be another 24 hours from now. Now we've got Aerosmith. Looking forward to that. That was Sammy's choice. She wanted to see them, so we're going to see them tonight. Horses ran crap yesterday. Football did well on the pod. Jose got off to a winning start, didn't he, in West Ham's Cup final. Thought we looked really good for the first hour, and then a bit Benny Hill music come the last 30 minutes. But promising signs. Just thought they looked so much better than pretty much any game I've watched this season. Maybe the first 10 minutes against Bayern we looked quite good, but just so much quicker. Ali further forward, looking more involved. You know, I don't know, is it the players didn't want to play for Poch? Was it Poch's tactics? I don't know. Certainly we went a bit more direct yesterday rather than that, trying to play out from the back, which we're not very good at. We're no Pep Guardiola team and we tend to get ourselves in trouble doing that. So, yeah, it was good. Right. Today, I had a live one yesterday. We went down the Mandalay Bay end yesterday. I was in Mandalay Bay, so I thought I'd have a little hour of cards while I was there. Sat down at the table. I won't go to the full story. I will save this one because it went on quite a bit. His opening line, Mandalay Bay, bear in mind that they, 250 people got shot and killed 2 years ago. And he, where are you from? And I always say just outside London because I'd never heard of anywhere in England other than London. So I just say just outside London. Packed your stab vest. And I went, sorry. He said, have you packed your stab vest? So I thought quite quick on my feet. I went, no, I've packed my bulletproof one for coming here. And then I offered him the chance to retract his statement. I said, do you want to think about what you just said and perhaps pull that back a bit? And he looked at me blankly. I said, just think where we are. I said, and what you just said. And do you want to pull that back a bit? And he then started getting all a bit arsy. It was good. My missus says, most people go on holiday to lie on sunbeds and relax. You go to find an argument. I don't know why it excites me. I just like stuff like that. Fucking idiots. I love calling idiots out. Anyway, let's get on with it. What are we doing? Right, we've got some NFL and a couple of bits of football. Villarreal, Celta Vigo, I believe they're playing. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Villarreal, Celta Vigo, over 2.5 goals. I would let this go in play, and when it hits, if there's a goal before it hits 2.0, ignore it. If it gets to 2.0, sort of drip it in over 15 minutes and trade on the goals. Villarreal, Celta Vigo. And then 1.5, Ranheim versus Lillestrøm in the Norwegian Eliteserien. Again, if it's 0-0, 20 minutes, drip backing over 1.5 goals and trade as the goals go in, or if it's a first half goal, let it run, blah, 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 blah. As I say, 4 out of 4 on the pod yesterday, chugging along nicely. FTS Racing had a great day, 30-odd points. Online trader made 40-odd points. So that is really pushing on now. I say to people, you know, people sign up, give up. Same old story. You know, the flat season was tough, but you've got to look at these things over the long term. You know, it's not designed just for the macros, but the macros on there will make a good profit over 12 months. And the jumps in particular, when you take the start of the year and what's happening now, that's absolutely superb. And we can, the joy of managing those macros is we can sort the flat out for next year. We can have a look at that and either range the bets in. But again, people join, lose a little bit, leave. It just drives you bananas. You're not going to do anything. I'm not saying join FTS Racing. I'm saying if you have it in your portfolio, you've got to stick with it. It is fantastic. I think it's one of the best products for racing out there. Genuinely, I think the two databases you get, you can make unlimited ways to make money out of them. And you know, we do need to do some more videos around them, but the point I'm making is everybody saying, hey, it's fucking useless, my macro's lost. And racing's like that. You pick up 30, 40 points in a day, and they really are starting to kick on, and for the jump season, I think they'll be superb. Anyway, right, so I've given you the football, NFL. That's why I didn't do the pod last night. I could have done it before. I had a couple of hours kip, but I couldn't because I hadn't had a good look at the NFL. And I have now done that, and we have got a couple of games. I just need to get odds checker up. The first one is the Denver at Buffalo. Give me 2 seconds. I think it's +4 the line, but I just want to check it hasn't moved from when I did look. Bear with me. NFL. Slowing up here. Oh, they love a banner, aren't they? They love a banner. Just trying to get flipping onto the website to do what you want to do, and they have to put every banner under the sun up. Don't know whether there's any way to stop them coming up. Anybody know anything? Drives me mad. Alright, NFL. Here we go. Point spread. Right, NFL point spread. It is, yes, Denver at Buffalo. Oh, it's +3.5. Hold on a second then. I need to just have a look at that. See if we're going to take that. I thought it was +4 when I looked earlier. It was, definitely. That's people have been lumping on Denver. Can we get to the +3.5 and make some bish bash bosh still? Hold on a second. Apologies for this. That's the first time that's happened while I've been recording the pod. Yep, go on guys, you can take the +3.5 Denver, we're okay. So Denver Broncos +3.5, apologies there, I just had to check the numbers again, and check that that was acceptable. And the other one is, where is it, New York Jets +2.5 at home against the Oakland Raiders. New York Jets +2.5. So Raiders at Jets +2.5. Broncos at Denver at Buffalo, Denver +3.5. I did like Seattle, but the price is too short on the point spread. You could back Seattle straight up if you did fancy having a little interest there. And then I had a points bet, which again I need to find. So, right, so just I'm using odds checker just to check the markets are still there, and it's a bit slow out here. So bear with me a second. I'm just shuffling up the page. Green Bay at San Francisco. Right, what I want is that one there. And Green Bay at San Francisco. Over 47.5 points. got it all going on here this morning. Green Bay at San Francisco, over 47.5 points, 10 to 11. Right, I made a right shambles of that. Sorry, coming in there. So, Seattle, if you want to, straight up. That's not an official bet. Denver at Buffalo, +3.5. New York Jets, +2.5. And over 47.5 points, Green Bay at San Francisco. Okay, that's it from me. I will do a full on the old story yesterday, because it was very entertaining, and these people do need to learn. I know you say you can't educate pork. My mum always said that, but doesn't mean you mustn't try. You must keep trying to educate them that fucking walking around with an AK-47 blowing people's brains out in schools and things is fucking wrong. Anyway, have a lovely day. It's Sunday at the Spurs, and I will see you, beat to you all tomorrow.